fans all over the world.
Come on,
Cub fans, this is next year. It's here, fans all over the world.
Come on,
Cubs fans, this is next year.
Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, we've been World Series week here on the Download. We've been talking to celebrities, fans, former players all week long. And tonight we continue that thread, of course, with one of our it's very interesting. Ike Barinholtz was one of the first guests on this program, the star of the Mindy Project and movies like Suicide Squad, Sisters, The Neighbors 1 and 2. Ike Barinholtz, a lifelong diehard Cubs fan. He actually Instagrammed out last night. He was sitting in a sushi restaurant in a New York airport. I mean, you're really going deep at that point, right?
Yeah, Terminal 5. I'm not popular at Terminal 5 at JFK anymore.
Ike, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, brother. How are you, man?
I'm good. So let's talk about this. I mean, for you, this is you've been through it through your entire life. You've been a Cubs fan, and it's been a lot of futility. Talk about what it means for the team to be in the World Series.
I mean, this is the biggest thing to happen to Chicago since. I mean, the biggest thing up to this point was probably when Geraldo Rivera was going into Al Capone's vaults, that
right.
Special. But, I mean, so it's on that level.
That's right.
No, man, it's huge. I grew up on the north side. I grew up in Wrigleyville, actually. And, you know, I have very strong memories of 84, of, you know, that great 84 team with Jody Davis and Ron Say. I still can't name every single player, even like, you know, the deep bench players on that 84 team. And I really used to impress when I was single. I really used to use that trivia to impress girls.
Yeah.
They loved to know.
They loved it.
You know, what gets girls crazy is when you say, hey, one of the backup pitchers was Rich Bordy.
you guys, Gary Woods fans?
Let me tell you about a guy named Tom Verizer.
Well, you know, for you, I mean, talk about those memories. I mean, obviously, baseball's a family experience. Your family's a diehard Cubs, and you grew up in Wrigleyville. I mean, this is not just about baseball. This is about sort of connecting the fact that the Barinholtz have been through it all when it comes to the Cubs.
Yeah, man, we really were. You know, we remember. You know, I went to school. I went to Onchamet, which is right on Pine Grove and Grace.
Right.
So there's a Pancake House. I don't know if it's still there. The Pancake House, the IHOP, right over there, right
That's
by
a good question.
East Broadway.
Yeah.
If any fans are driving in that neighborhood right now and they see that IHOP there, give Justin a call or honk your horn.
Honk your horn, right?
But no, we'd go in there and like we would see, you know, all the Cubs there. I'll never forget. I was there with my mom one time and one of her friends there having coffee, this nice older Jewish lady. And she sees Shawn Dunston sitting in there with like his girlfriend or something. And she goes, oh, Andre, over here. And I was like, oh, no, don't do that.
No,
you mustn't
no.
do that. You mustn't do that. But yeah, and then, I mean, of course, I remember in 89. And then when I started, you know, really getting into the improv scene in the mid to late 90s, I don't know if you remember, Dustin, but I lived four doors west of Wrigley Field. There was the McDonald's right across the street.
Of course,
and then there
yeah.
was like that kind of sweet old crazy religious lady that had all the like the prayer cards that all the Cubs fans would get drunk and urinate all over. And I was two doors down from her. And that was also, that happened to be like 98 and 99 when the team was good, but also you had Sammy Sosa and McGuire chasing each other. So I would come home. I was working at the CTA. I'd come home, take the red line home. And then you would walk around Sheffield and you would see just thousands of people standing in the streets wearing baseball gloves waiting to catch a ball. It was the craziest sensation.
For you, we're talking with Ike Barinholtz here on the Download. For you, I mean, you growing up in Wrigleyville, being a part of that, the fabric of that neighborhood, you know, also going back and being in the improv scene, you've seen Wrigleyville change. I mean, it was at one point a neighborhood that had Cubs games, and then it became just this juggernaut of party around baseball. But you've
yeah.
seen both ways Wrigleyville's gone.
Yeah, I have you know, memories when I was young of it just being like a lot of like small tailors and like gay comic book shops and stuff, you know. And now, yeah, it. And then I really watched the what I would call the fraternization or
yeah.
the broing of the neighborhood. Which I myself am part bro, and so
proud part
you know,
bro.
It was, But, you know, I do miss the – I haven't been there in a little while, but I do miss the I.O. being there. I mean, you know, the new theater is incredible. I have such good memories of going to that Salt and Pepper Diner after, you know, you do a show at I.O. And I've just seen it go from, yeah, I've watched it grow.
You've watched it grow. You know, for you being now on the West Coast and like I said, even New York, or just being in the Hollywood system where you're obviously away from Chicago, talk about the camaraderie about Cubs fans in your business. We talked to Bob Newhart earlier this week. Joe Mantegna was on the program. Just about the idea that there is this sort of traveling, almost nomadic Cubs fan that goes from play. It's past space.
There really is, man. It's so present when you go to a Cubs-Dodgers game. I've been lucky enough to go into that suite with the Ricketts and stuff, with all the actors that are there, and it's like, you know, Jeff Garland and Bob Newhart and William Peterson and Jeremy Piven, and I turned to, I think, Bob Odenkirk last time. There's enough Chicago actors in this booth to lock down financing for a $2 million independent film. And because it's all just like fun dudes, and everyone has the same, I don't know, there's just such a bond you have as a Cubs fan, especially when you are so far removed from Chicago, that we've been through it all together. And you find that so many of those seminal moments in Cubs history, those people were there. Like, I think everyone in that booth, I feel like, I don't know about Bob Newhart, but I was at the Bartman game. I know Jeff Garland was at the Bartman game. I know Brad Morris was at the Bartman game. So there is just this bond that we all have. And it's bigger than showbiz. And Justin, as you know, I think almost nothing is bigger than showbiz.
That's right. That's been your mantra. You're a mantra guy. You say that before every shoot.
Got the tattoo.
Right.
Got the tattoo.
That's right. You know, for you, I mean, what is it about being a Cubs fan? I mean, there's always this concept of, and others have been on the program this week talking about hope, or the concept of, I think it was Bob Newhart's routine where he says, you know, life is like being a Cubs fan. When it's going great, you know you're going to blow it. Like, there's just something about the futility, about hope. What is it about when you think a little bit more philosophical about being a Cubs fan that draws you to it?
You know, I think the key word there is hope. You know what it is? I don't think anyone's ever said this phrase before, but it's about the audacity of hope. I think
right.
I'm going to start. You know what? Actually, if you could credit me for saying that.
That's a new mantra.
It's kind
of a
new mantra, yeah. But no, it really is hope, isn't it? Because, first of all, there's really never been, even a Buffalo Bills-style Cubs team, like a early 90s Bills, where they were so, so great for, you know, 4 or 5 years in a row. Mm-hmm. Then we would have fluky Cubs teams. Like, we had 84, 89, 98, 03, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's so kind of sparse, and we get so excited about it, but I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's the thought that next year has to be better than the last year, because usually that year wasn't great.
Right.
And you know, we just want to come back for more.
All right, so this weekend, Wrigleyville is going to be hopping, of course, as the Cubs come back for 3, 4, and 5. For you, what's it mean to come back to Chicago? I mean, talk about the experience of coming to Chicago to witness and be a part of a World Series here at Addison and Clark.
I should be clear. I'm coming to town just to sell merch. And it's not Cubs merch. It's like show business related merchandise.
Right.
Like, I have like DVDs of Neighbors. I have like Mindy Project hats. I'm actually going to be pretty far west. I'm going to be almost by Kedzie, on the corner of Kedzie. I don't even know where yet. No, I'm excited, man. I'm flying in tomorrow with my wife. I'm like, you know, it's going to be this thing I've been waiting for. And my wife, for the record, is a pretty diehard White Sox fan.
Wow.
And for years it's been not contentious, but not contentious. but she's been watching me very closely as I, you know, have been following this, you know, Theo, I'll call them the Theos, and she's gotten really, really wrapped up into it. She's so excited. And then I'm going to go with her on Saturday, and I'm going to take my dad on Sunday. The last time my dad and I were at a Cubs game together was game 7 of the 03 NLCS, where Kerry Wood hit that home run. I remember I was so happy that moment. I picked up my father. and I was like bouncing him like a baby. Like, I was so crazy, but I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see, you know, win or lose, just to be there and be able to say, I saw the Cubs in the World Series. You know what I mean? Not that many people are able to say that.
Ike Barinholtz, the Hollywood star and merchandise.
Thanks, man.
And Hollywood merchandise, the merchant, the Kedzie merchant, Ike Barinholtz.
It's also not just merchandising for my particular stuff. I also sell Big Bang Theory shirts.
Just whatever you can get your hands on, right?
Blackish. I have Blackish pens.
You should share the
really
corner. Share the corner at Kedzie with the guy who sells the huge rugs right out of the van, the Tiger and the Tupac. Yeah,
yes.
You get
yes.
get a little of that action. That'd be good. Ike Barinholtz.
Because I also sell Tiger rugs too.
There you go. So it works out. It's perfect. Ike Barinholtz is coming back to Chicago. I can't thank you enough for taking some time out tonight. We appreciate it,
brother. Go Cubs, and I'll see you soon, my friend.